Anyway, walk through the minefield. This is the, I have 20 minutes to talk to you about ethics, the state bar standards of ethics, which you will find under your seat, and I figured we would just read them one after the other for the next 20 minutes because it's not that long. Actually, as I was going over a very thorough paper written by Charles Frazier that we tried to update just a little bit, it occurred to me that some of the best ways to handle these problems with the records is to aspire to a higher standard than the state bar would have us uphold. And so I would propose this higher standard for you, and you'll see how this works as we work through the material. The standard that I propose is don't say stupid stuff in court. And that doesn't sound like a higher standard than the state bar, but it actually is. And you'll see why, because when reality goes bad, arguments sort of exist on a continuum. Way over there to the left-hand side of the screen, you have the winning argument. As you move to the right, you still got good arguments. And then at some point, you're not sanctionable yet, but you sound stupid. And it's not going to work, so why would you say it? But we still do. And then if you keep going further to the right, you finally get to the end of the spectrum where you will get sanctioned. So as I said, the state bar standard is way over there to the right. Don't do this stuff or you'll get sanctioned. I'm arguing for a much higher standard. Just don't say stupid stuff in court. And you say, well, I would never say stupid stuff in court. I've said that myself. And, of course, it would be easy to refrain from saying stupid stuff in court, but for three things. Law is very simple, except for three things. First, there are the clients.